News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Immigration raids began in U.S. cities Sunday, including New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, as authorities started to round up as many as 2,000 migrants who have been issued deportation orders. Michael Sullivan reports for VOA the stepped-up enforcement has angered Democrats, including many local officials, but it's applauded by supporters of U.S. President Trump.
Near San Diego Friday, protesters marched near the border. While in Washington, members of Congress described crowded and some said unsanitary conditions facing many detainees.
It is unnecessary to have a policy to detain innocent women and families that have harmed no person and are legally seeking asylum in the United States of America.
U.S. officials say they are overwhelmed with people trying to cross the border illegally, with the number now passing 100,000 a month. Republicans say it's a crisis. Michael Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
President Trump attacked a group of Democratic U.S. congresswomen in Sunday's tweets. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump tweets the lawmakers should go back to the broken and crime-infested places from which they came, ignoring the fact that the women are American citizens and all but one was born in the United States. Trump was almost certainly referring to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her allies in what's become known as the Squad, Representatives Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib. In her own series of tweets, Ocasio-Cortez denounces Trump's remarks, writing, "Mr. President, the country I come from and the country we all swear to is the United States," adding, "You are angry because you can't conceive of an America that includes us." Ben Thomas, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. states along the southern part of the Mississippi River continue to receive heavy rains as what is left of hurricane that hit the U.S. Gulf Coast moves farther inland. Forecasters expect the remnants of Hurricane Barry to drop 7 to 15 centimeters of additional rain on parts of Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri, and Mississippi, with isolated areas seeing higher totals. They warned of the threat of flash floods from heavy thunderstorms and multiple bands of showers moving through the same area. Barry made landfall in Louisiana Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, sparing New Orleans from a direct hit but knocking out power and bringing floods to other parts of the state. Police and protesters in Hong Kong clashed yet again Sunday in the town of Sha Tin, which lies close to China. Tens of thousands of people rallied against the government's handling of an extradition bill, which has fueled fears of China trying to erode freedoms in the former British colony. Reuters' Pascal Davies.
Millions have taken to the streets over the past month in uproar over a bill, which would have allowed suspects in Hong Kong to be tried in courts on the Chinese mainland. The bill has been suspended, but demonstrators are demanding it is formally withdrawn and that Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, steps down. Protesters waved British and American flags on Sunday in appeal to world leaders to, quote, please liberate Hong Kong, as banners read. That's certain to rile Beijing, which has been angered by criticism from Washington and London over the extradition bill.
That is Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. With less than an hour before launch, India delayed its second mission to the moon Monday. Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
The country's space agency says liftoff was canceled over what it calls a technical snag. The India Space Research Organization says a new launch date would be announced soon. The unmanned mission Chandrayaan-2 aims to be the first to land on the moon's south pole and deploy a lunar rover. The ISRO's chairman has called the mission its most complex to date.
3, 2, 1, 0.
India's first mission in 2008 helped confirm the presence of water on the moon. If number two takes place, it will be the third attempted lunar landing this year, 50 years after the Apollo 11 first put men on the moon. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who recently won his second term in office, has been aggressive with his space policy. In March, he announced his country shot down one of its own satellites, making India one of only four countries known to have anti-satellite weapons.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Be Voice of America. A1. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one